I write queer pop music. That's what I like to call it. And it's just inspired by the fact that I love music. I love pop music and I love love songs. And I always wanted to hear music that I related to. So I create music from my perspective as a woman who loves women. And I hope that it inspires other people to feel good as themselves.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. German and Maltese equality activists race to cut the wedding cake. Tanzania's president vows to bulldoze queer advocates. And Bea Stedwell's soulful sound sweetens Sydney's equality. Those stories and more this week because you've chosen This Way Out.
I'm Wenzel Jones.
And I'm Monique Lukens.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBT communities around the world for the week ending July 1st, 2017. Germany is on the verge of opening civil marriage to lesbian and gay couples. The vote this week in the Bundestag, or lower house of parliament, wasn't even close. 393 I do's, 226 no's, 4 abstentions, and 7 absences. The measure now goes to the Bundesrat, the upper house, for approval, said to be a formality, and then on to German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier for his expected signature. The action follows significant pressure on Chancellor Angela Merkel to allow her party MPs a free vote on the issue. The daughter of a Protestant minister had resisted and said she voted no herself this week based on her personal beliefs. But Merkel admitted that meeting a lesbian couple, who are raising 8 well-cared-for foster children together, changed her mind on whether to allow her colleagues a free vote. It also comes ahead of Germany's national elections in September. Key minority parties that could be asked to form a new coalition government with Merkel's Christian Democrats, including the Greens and Free Democrats, had already said that they refused to coalesce until Germany joins most of its Western European neighbors and opens civil marriage to same-gender couples.
Germany is in a race with Malta to become the 23rd nation on the planet with marriage equality. Maltese President Mary Louise Colero Preca announced following the June elections that equal rights topped the agenda of her new government, including opening civil marriage to gay and lesbian couples. The socially conservative, mostly Roman Catholic island nation has seen rapid advances in human rights in recent years. Divorce was only legalized there in 2011, and civil unions were introduced in 2014. Malta became the first country in Europe earlier this year to outlaw so-called gay cure therapy. Passage of a marriage equality bill in the Maltese parliament is said to be imminent.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull continues, however, to deny his party MPs a free vote on marriage equality. He responded to renewed rumors this week that there was movement within his Liberal Party to draft a bill to open civil marriage to same-gender couples, insisting again, staying true to his vow to his coalition National Party government partner, that the only path to marriage equality in Australia is a national plebiscite. Critics charge that such a public vote is unnecessary because an overwhelming majority of Australians in poll after poll already support marriage equality. Opponents also complained about the excessive costs of a national vote, and the requirement that every Australian citizen of voting age participate. Major companies have also pressured Turnbull to allow a free vote. The government failed to get a parliamentary majority late last year to authorize holding the plebiscite. But Turnbull told a Victoria radio station on June 27th that the party's policy and the government's policy is clear. We will not support a vote on gay marriage in the parliament until there has been a plebiscite which every Australian gets the opportunity to vote and that plebiscite is voted yes for gay marriage. A handful of Liberal Party backbenchers are reportedly still continuing to work on draft legislation to open civil marriage to same-gender couples and to push for a free vote on the bill, which would almost certainly make marriage equality a reality down under.
Elsewhere, Tanzania's President John Magufuli, nicknamed the Bulldozer, announced this week that his government would begin arresting citizens who advocate for LGBTQ rights, expel foreigners who do so, and raid gay clubs and other known gatherings of sexual and gender minorities. Anyone accused of being gay in the East African country already faces up to 30 years in prison. Gross indecency convictions for private, consensual, adult, same-gender sex can bring up to 5 years in prison and a hefty fine. Magufuli said he was willing to sacrifice foreign aid if it requires accepting LGBTQ rights. "Those who teach such things do not like us, brothers," he said, according to Agence France-Presse. "They brought us drugs and homosexual practices that even cows disapprove of." Magufuli also said that suspects would be subject to anal exams, a medically discredited effort to determine if a man has engaged in gay sex. A number of human rights groups around the world call the horribly invasive practice torture. These latest moves build on escalating government oppression of LGBTQ people in Tanzania. Magufuli shut down some 40 private health centers treating patients with HIV/AIDS earlier this year because they cater to homosexuals. And Tanzania's health minister, Ami Mwalimu, has banned the sale of lube because she claimed it encourages men to have sex with men.
But despite fears by some of her supporters that hardline homophobes would prevent her from being elected Serbia's next prime minister, 41-year-old lesbian businesswoman Ana Brnabic won an impressive confirmation vote in parliament on June 29th of 157-55. She had previously served as Minister of Public Administration in the cabinet of President Aleksandar Vučić and was his surprise pick in June to lead the new government in the socially conservative Balkan nation. Brnabic becomes Serbia's first female prime minister and its first out leader. The government is said to be walking a fine line between its recently established closer military ties with Russia and, with the choice of the Western-educated Brnabic, its stated desire to join the European Union. She's far from an LGBTQ rights activist, however. Brnabic refused to support an effort to create civil partnerships for same-gender couples last year and has said that she is not a spokesperson for the LGBT community. "All I want is to do my job as best as I can."
Meanwhile, a heavy police presence protected about 100 people in the downtown Serbian capital of Belgrade at a peaceful pride parade on June 24th. Marchers carrying banners reading, "We want life worthy of humans," celebrated the pending election of Brnabic as a step forward, but called for protections against hate violence, improved legal documents for transgender people, and better implementation of existing anti-bias laws. There were a few counter-demonstrators at the march from the Serbian Orthodox Church holding signs reading, "No to the Sodomite Revolution." However, police prevented any confrontations between marchers and protesters, and no incidents were reported.
In other news, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided that the state of Arkansas can't stop same-gender couples from being listed on birth certificates. The ruling, overturning a state high court decision, was announced on the second anniversary of the Supreme Court's June 26th marriage equality ruling. Arkansas officials had insisted that only biological parents could be listed on birth certificates. The Supreme Court issued what's called a summary judgment against that policy without having even heard oral arguments. The written decision repeatedly cites the justice's 2015 marriage equality ruling and seems to impatiently point out that among the specified rights, benefits, and responsibilities of marriage in the ruling, we expressly identified birth and death certificates. Three justices opposed the decision, however. Newly installed Trump Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that opinion, joined by fellow dissenter Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas. A child's birth certificate is frequently used to establish a familial connection that, for example, can allow the named parent to make medical decisions for a child or to enroll a child in school.
The Supreme Court also announced that it will hear a case involving a Lakewood, Colorado baker's refusal to make a cake for a gay couple's wedding because of his religious beliefs. Masterpiece Cake Shop owner Jack Phillips says that marriage is only between one man and one woman, and claims that forcing him to bake the cake for the gay couple would make him complicit in their wedding and thereby violate his freedom of religion. After failing in Colorado's courts, attorneys for Phillips from the far-right Alliance Defending Freedom successfully convinced the Supreme Court to take the case. It will be their first to weigh the ability to discriminate based on religious belief against the civil right to be protected from discrimination in the public sphere. The High Court's next term begins in October.
And finally, you'll soon be able to walk all over two of Hollywood's queerest stars. Well, actually, they're soon-to-be stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The trail of individually named stars down the sidewalks of Hollywood Boulevard and adjacent streets was created in 1960, and as the promotional material says, they celebrate the glamour and excitement of Tinseltown. RuPaul has been on a roll lately, with last year's Emmy for hosting RuPaul's Drag Race and this year's renewal of the popular show for a 10th season. He'll soon be getting his Walk of Fame star. The gay brain behind Glee and American Horror Story, Ryan Murphy, will also be getting a star. He and RuPaul will be joining TV's original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda, and musical performer Mary J. Blige among the new stars on the Walk of Fame, along with a TV host everyone loves to hate, Simon Cowell, and, at long last, Minnie Mouse.
That's News Wrap for the week ending July 1st, 2017. Produced by Steve Pride, written by Greg Gordon, and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap from This Way Out is brought to you by you.
Help keep us on the air and in your ears at thiswayout.org. You can also read the text of this newscast. For This Way Out, I'm Wenzel Jones.
And I'm Monique Lukens.
Hi, this is Janice Ian, and you're listening to This Way Out. Support your local public radio station. You ain't gonna get this nowhere else.
Singer, songwriter, producer, filmmaker Bea Steadwell is a one-woman queer pop powerhouse who's creating lots of buzz from her home in Washington, D.C., all the way to Sydney, Australia. On stage, Bea, that's just B-E, Bea composes her jazz a cappella and folk blend songs live using loop pedal vocal layering and beatboxing. In the studio, she produces her own albums and she shoots and edits her own music videos. After appearing with Tashi Reagan's Big Lovely Band at the Women's March on Washington in January, Bea headed for Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. While there, she was a featured speaker at the eclectic afternoon discussion party known as Equality and spent some one-on-one time with This Way Out correspondent Barry McKay.
Please welcome all the way from Washington, D.C., Bea Steadwell.
I write queer pop music, that's what I like to call it, and it's just inspired by the fact that I love music, I love pop music, and I love love songs, and I always wanted to hear music that I related to. So I create music from my perspective as a woman who loves women, and I hope that it inspires other people to feel good as themselves.
Timbre of violence, even your silence is loud, 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 loud. No one could miss you. You're a balloon in the crowd, crowd, crowd. Oh, baby, if you'd turn your head, you would see me staring, but you can't, cause you just a flirt. Ooh, baby, you a flirt, and I can't say shit. I'm just an introvert. Oh, you just a flirt. Ooh, baby, you a flirt, and I can't say shit, cause it would never work.
Trump has created a big step backwards and sort of a need to fight, to organize, to, you know, really create a picture of what we want to see. And yeah, the Women's March on Washington was like the March on Washington, just a place to share love. You know, that's the feeling that I got when I was there. It was about love. It wasn't an anti-Trump march. It wasn't an anti-Republican march. It was about, like, I love queer people. I love black people. I love women. I love trans people. And wanting to make sure that they're going to be okay.
Kiss you, but everyone else wants it too. Oh, baby girl, why can't you tell with me? You can just be yourself. Oh, just a flirt. Baby, you will flirt.
I don't know if I can speak for the whole community, but in from my perspective, knowing that there are white queer people, there are rich queer people, I don't believe marriage equality is at stake. I think in the States, it's nobody's going to touch that. But in terms of AIDS and HIV, in terms of, you know, poverty, queer folks and homelessness, I'm thinking that we need to do more work now with this administration.
So being black and queer and a woman in the States really sucks. It sucks probably everywhere, but what I love is my community. And I did want to say one thing. You know, we have marriage equality in the States, but when it happened, it did not feel over. It didn't feel like we could celebrate. You know what I mean? It felt very much like, all right, now we have to keep helping our brothers and sisters. Now we need to talk about AIDS and HIV. Now we need to talk about prisons. I'm excited for Australia to get there, but I do hope that we all, as like a queer global community, keep in mind that that is not the only goal. All right, so this is unrelated, but this next song is about love and loneliness in this age of technology. It's called Netflix. Dow. It's love. Maybe you should text her this love abbreviated letter. Look down and type until your neck hurts. Romance is retro as a record. We get in bed with a device. We fall asleep by the screen light. Sex is elusive on a good night. Netflix is fucking up my sex life. Fucking up my sex life. Fucking up my sex life. Hey, fucking up my sex life. Fucking up my sex life. Hey, I wanna buy my girl a necklace. I wanna cook the girl some breakfast. I wanna sell a bunch of records. Come back and make the girl breathless. Real life, can't nobody hear me. Real life, the girls don't really feel.
The world needs a very big shakeup. And part of the silver lining of Trump, in my opinion, is that people are no longer apathetic. Obama was incredible and created a lot of opportunities for a lot of people, but nothing is perfect. Nothing is enough with this government, with this system, and we cannot stop fighting and organizing and asking for more. So I think that right now, This is a time for us to really, really come together, and it's happening, and we're going to shake it up. We're going to do it.
Hey, let's take
a picture of the good times. Let's take a picture in the good light. Let's make it look like a good night. Let's make it look like a good life. We get in bed with a device. We fall asleep by the screen light. Sex is elusive on a good night. Netflix is fucking up my sex life.
No, we will never reach utopia with the queer community. There will always be struggle and conflict, and that's okay. You know, as long as we come closer to loving and listening to each other, I think that's fine.
Colors in my cup of coffee. Watch the cream swirl as it do. Find myself, get lost in movement as I lose myself in you. Colors in my cup of coffee. Watch the cream swirl as it do. Find myself, get lost in movement as I lose myself in you.
Well, it felt, even before we achieved marriage equality in the States, that the people who were focused on marriage equality were privileged. They were people who weren't thinking about folks in prison, folks with HIV and AIDS, folks who are marginalized. And when it did go through, there was a feeling like, this is great, but there's so much more that we need to do. There's so many more people who are not safe, who are not comfortable in their own homes. I mean, it does feel like such a great sort of tagline and a great sort of marketing campaign to say, you know, love is love and let me get married and marriage is beautiful, but it's just such a small piece of the whole pie.
She is what my yourselves, you'll never go.
So one of my favorite things to do is write sad love songs, and so I'm gonna do one last song before I finish up. Do you guys want something sad and really depressing, or happy and, you know, upbeat? What's the vote for sad and depressing? Oh, this guy. All right. It'll be cathartic. But yeah, that's part of my thesis is, like, you know, we're allowed to have our hearts broken and cry over it and listen to music and be ridiculous like everyone else. So this song is called Blind. I'm that blind mouse running round the maze, happy with my bit of cheese, happy to be safe. And I'm that dumb girl they all talk about. She thinks she's so happy and she still ain't figured out. Love should move me just like a boat and sail. Love should clarify, but it's just a veil, and I'm that dumb girl they all talk about. She thinks she's so happy and she still ain't figured out. I wanted for so long simple, happy, nothing crazy, but I loved you for so long. da 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 blindly, blindly, I just can't see. Baby girl, she loves to have her fun. Da da da, and the sky would fall down if she can't get what she wants. Baby girl, she just wants to be free. Da da da, when she's gone, I'm left alone. It's something she can't see. You're my ignorance. You're the ghost of bliss. I know love can hurt, but not feel like this. And when I've loved, I've turned a cheek or two. Da da da. Though I know you're hopeless, I'd do anything for you. I wanted for so long. Da da da. Simple, happy, nothing crazy. I loved you for so long. Da da da. Blindly, blindly, I just can't see wrong. No, no, no. Da da da.
Was musician filmmaker Bea Steadwell sharing her thoughts and some of her songs at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Equality and with feature producer Barry McKay. Bea is back on tour in the U.S. performing and showing her film Vow of Silence. For more information, check out her website, Bea, again that's just B-E, Steadwell.com. Thanks for discovering This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. This week, Wenzel Jones, Monique Lukens, and Baron McKay contributed program material with thanks, as always, to Steve Pride. Bea Steadwell performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation, the Ivana Foundation, the estate of Christopher David Trentum, our contributing affiliate stations, and our listener donors for making this program possible. Look for This Way Out on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google+. Smile at Overnight Productions on Amazon, email tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappell. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on Grateful Dread Public Radio Nashville, Tennessee, KDVS Davis, California, to BBB Bellingen, New South Wales, and more than 200 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Y'all stay tuned.